Thank you.
Can we clear something up first?
Sure.
Are you John's Haynes, John's Haynes,
yes.
John's Haynes?
I am married.
Yes.
And I'm married to my husband, is Bob Haynes. And professionally, as superintendent, usually I allow the community to call me Dr. Johns. It just makes life easy.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Glad we got that
sure
out of the way.
We got that out of the way, first of all.
How'd you think it went tonight?
I actually think the day overall has gone extremely well. I've had very straightforward conversations with individuals. People have walked up. They have been so kind and gracious, and I think that overall, some of the feedback, I feel very good about the day, and I feel very good about this evening. As you know, there were a lot of questions, a lot of different questions, some of the questions that were similar, but I feel good because I answered them to the best of my ability and as straightforward as I can, given what I know about the district at this point in time. And the other thing is I feel great about this community. Everything I see, I really do see tremendous potential for this school district and for this community. And I truly believe that we can achieve high levels with all the supports that are here. We do need to refocus the agenda and establish priorities and move forward. But it's going to take everybody working together to make that happen for all kids.
School district that you're coming from in Utica, are there some challenges there that you see we're facing here that you can bring your expertise to help us in?
We have some of the same challenges you do. One of the challenges that we have is that we do have an achievement gap as well, and we have to address that. We too are also we need to work with English language learners, and in fact I think you may have some recent Iraqi refugee children also placed in your community, and that's one of the areas where we are having a growing population and need to be able to provide services to those youngsters, particularly youngsters who may not have had any formal schooling whatsoever. So that is a new and different opportunity for us. The other thing that we're facing as a school district that you are facing here is that state accountability standards are real. And as each year, as the targets move, the challenge is for us to make sure that we're stretching kids and pushing them to the next level. You're going to face those same kinds of curricular changes, those same types of accountability measures. And therefore, we are very much alike in that regard, is that it's about continuous improvement and continue to make sure students are achieving at high levels.
I think you probably caught on pretty quickly that the student assignment plan is a huge issue here. Mm-hmm. We've all seen, parents calling our newsrooms complaining about kids mm-hmm. being on buses for an hour mm-hmm. or more, and you said you want to engage mm-hmm. parents fully. Mm-hmm. How can you do that when kids are going to a school, in some cases, an mm-hmm. hour away from where their parents are? I mean, gas is expensive. How do kids get there?
I'd answer that by saying that engagement just isn't in the traditional sense of the way we know it. But there's also other ways to engage parents through communications, and particularly, as you know, with the electronic media, that's another way to engage our parents. I also believe that related to the student assignment plan, as I said earlier in the interviews, the Board of Education has been very clear on the student assignment plan and their commitment to that. They also have Dr. Gary Orfield, who's doing some additional research for them and consulting, and is going to prepare additional recommendations. As you mentioned, related to individual students, I think the issue that I need to be able to understand, I can't speak to specific mechanics of the implementation of the plan, because there's lots of mechanics to it. So I need time to be able to review that and address it. But the board, clearly you heard me say earlier that I do value diversity. I think it's necessary in engaging in a democratic society. And I also think that the issue for us really is not so much one of perhaps student assignment, it's one of student achievement. How do we get all kids achieving at higher levels and making sure that students are moving forward in the right direction and being post-secondary college ready?
But do you think kindergartners should be on buses for an hour a day one way?
And to be honest with you, I don't know that kindergartners are on buses for an hour a day. I think, again, the board has identified their plan, and I need time to work with the Board of Education to have a deep understanding of what's really occurring in the district.
I think you heard also a lot of people had questions about discipline issues mm-hmm. on buses, mm-hmm. With bus drivers and teachers mm-hmm. and classrooms and bullying. Mm-hmm. Your stance on that? I know you said you're not going to put programs here left and right because mm-hmm. programs don't always solve things. So what would be your plan of action and how you would solve some of those discipline issues.
Fair enough. In my current district, we are dealing with bullying issues as well. It's one of those issues that has emerged on the national front. Again, I think we need to separate out what are pervasive bullying issues versus issues of students having interactions that may, you know, involve some exchanges, but they're really short term and they're not truly bullying. They're kids interacting as they grow up. And I'm sorry, help me with the rest of your question.
I mean, it just seems like, you know, plan of action with discipline and making sure that kids are behaving.
Thank you.
Right. Now, I know you said you heard about the recent incident with the man, the bus driver, getting beat up on the last day of school. Mm-hmm. He says that he had to get stitches. He was punched. Things were thrown at him. So that's kind of an idea of what he's doing.
Yeah, and again, I can't speak to that specific case because I don't know the details. Mm-hmm. I will say that, again, if youngsters are not behaving appropriately and they are hurting the adults, as I have done always, anytime there's an incident in the school district, we will go through the appropriate investigation to determine what happened and then take the appropriate actions, whatever they may be, for students or for adults.
I know you answered why you would want to come to Jefferson County, but are there any reasons personally or professional that you would want to leave Utica?
To be honest with you, I said to you why I want to be here. Where I am right now, I'm doing extraordinarily well. I have community support, board support. And I will tell you, it's a hard decision to decide to leave Utica Community Schools if I am offered the job. At the same time, I am up for this job, and I'm up for the challenges, because I believe we can make that difference for the children in this community. And I have trained for to be a superintendent. I have a commitment to making a difference in the lives of all children, and particularly making sure that children who are poor have great leadership and can, through that leadership, use those skills to help move the entire organization. I do nothing by myself, so I have to mobilize this entire community, the teachers, the administrators, the parents, our political leaders, so we can move forward. I truly believe, as I said earlier, I believe that Jefferson County Public Schools can be a high-performing district for all students.
Can you describe yourself as a upfront and direct? Is that a fair way to describe your leadership style?
Very caring and upfront and direct, yes, and collaborative.
Are you available June 30th, or what is your timeline with contracts and such?
I do have obligations in the Utica Community Schools. If I am offered the position, I will need to, work through that, and with my current Board of Education, make sure there's an appropriate transition, as well as I transition into here, make sure that we're able to transition effectively as well.
Most importantly, do you like horse racing?
No, my God.
I think I'm going to learn to, right?
Thank you.
Thank you.